So I didn't believe the test results, so I had to go ahead and wire it up both ways to verify. So yellow positive, black negative for the 12 volt input. And we're getting 11.42 volts through here. If I swap it, black and red, and I test it, I'm not getting anything. I mean, it's millivolts, but it is definitely not working correctly. So this is a 12 volt to 5 volt buck converter that a customer sent me because he kept burning up his LED lights that he got. First time I hooked it up, and it would read 5 volts, but 11 amps, and then 9 amps, and then it would go up to 12 volts. And this is a, you know, pretty commonly seen DC converter. So I left it for a minute to see what it would do, and that's when I noticed the voltage would be 5 volts, and then all of a sudden it would kick up to 12 volts, and it would stay there. Well, 11 some change, whatever you seen a minute ago. And that's a big problem, and we've noticed that with some of these cheaper buck converters like this one. You can pick up like a 5-pack of these for under 20 bucks usually. So a lot of people don't pay attention when they order LED kits. So on the 5-volt LED kit, I recommend a 2412 5-volt 5-amp max. And this is the one that I recommend. We actually have these coming. They'll be available on the website to order when you order your lights. BuiltNotBoughtBoomboxes.com, link in bio. These are super simple to hook up, guys. You have a positive and negative input, either 12 or 24 volts, and they are good up to the 29 volts that some of these batteries put out. And then all you do is take your pigtail for your LEDs. Red is your positive, it goes on positive. Silver is your ground, and you're good to go. That's all there is to it. Now on these, it's wired the same way. Colors can be confusing because a lot of people, especially in the 12 volt community, recognize red as positive, not yellow for the input. But that is one thing that we're trying to stay away from. We're just straight labels, super easy to change them out if something goes wrong. Has two screw hooks that you can actually just screw it into your box. If it's made of wood, you can glue it down, whatever you want to do. So make sure you get a good buck converter if you're doing anything for going from 24 volts to 12 volts, or 36 to 12, or 12 to 5, or 24 to 5, whatever it may be. Make sure your amp rating, your current rating, is correct. That is one of the biggest issues I see. Yeah, you can put a 5 volt on there, but is it 15 amps? Is it 20 amps? Is it 10 amps? LED diodes cannot handle current as much as they can voltage. Sometimes like a 12 volt LED can handle 24 volts as long as the current value isn't high. But on 12 volts, I've seen people with kicker speakers put 12 volts on them, but for some reason they're pushing like 10 amps, and those LEDs will burn up. So just a little bit of information for y'all. It's not a very common issue, but it does happen where these are not correct. So it's always a good idea to test it just to make sure.